And welcome back to EAA Radio. I am Wireless Mike, sitting in for Magneto Mel. And right now, I am joined by Juan Aguayo. And he's the Director of Business Development, Information, Telecom Technologies, Engineering, and Aerospace for Puerto Rico. That's a huge title.
Thank you very much.
You must be a very busy man.
We have a great team. We have a great team. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank EAA for the opportunity to be here and to share what the government of Puerto Rico is doing. And also thank you for this wonderful show that you have here. I'm here. This is the first time the government of Puerto Rico is having a booth at the EAA show. And we have a dual-purpose mission. First of all, is to showcase what we're doing in Puerto Rico for the aerospace and aeronautics community. And second of all, we want to gather as much information as we can about the EAA show, because we really want to expand and encourage our young kids and young folks in Puerto Rico to become pilots and become ATCs. We have many of the kids over there that are already doing RC modeling, flying, and many pilots with ultralights and so forth. But we really want to encourage for them to join the ranks of future pilots and future ATCs.
And what kind of things are you doing to encourage kids to get into aviation?
Well, first of all, we're going to be sponsoring a flying to Puerto Rico, December 8th to 13, 2011. And this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for our young kids through the Puerto Rico Education Department to bus the kids and see many aircraft that will be coming to Puerto Rico. As a government agency, we also provide grants to and scholarships to kids who want to learn how to become pilots, kids who want to learn how to become ATCs. One of the wonderful ideas is that there's a booth here by the ATC, and we're going to stop by to get some information, software that we can take back and also encourage our kids. We are doing a lot in terms of the aerospace community. We have Lockheed Martin in Puerto Rico. We have Honeywell Aerospace, Pratt & Whitney, Hamilton Sunstrand. Many of these companies are in Puerto Rico doing research, providing assistance for large projects. For example, Lockheed Martin is working from Puerto Rico for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Honeywell Aerospace is doing work in Puerto Rico to support the Honeywell Aerospace program worldwide. And Pratt & Whitney and Infotech, they're also working on many of the projects that are related to actual research for the Department of Defense. But that's on a high-level side. What we're trying to do is combine fundings that they have to encourage kids, funding from the government of Puerto Rico, put into a package and really motivate our kids into becoming pilots and ATCs.
Because if you motivate kids, if you give them a dream that they want to accomplish, it really encourages them to study and to get a good education.
That's right. When I was a young kid, I can tell you the exact place, a moment when I saw an aircraft. I was a very, very young kid. And I remember hearing an aircraft flying over my house, tiny kid. And that image, I still have it in my, you know, vivid in my mind. From there on, I was able to grow up to the ranks to become an infantry officer of the 101st Airborne Air Assault Division and become a paratrooper as well in the U.S. Army. And throughout my career, throughout my Army career, I saw many kids like me that really wanted to become pilots, but they just had no idea on how to do it. I fly ultralights in Puerto Rico. And whenever we have a chance, we try to encourage the kids to come to the airport and see us take off, and we give the kids a ride. But it was just more of a fun thing. What we want to do right now is to really take federal funding that we have, state funding that we have, funds from the private organizations, put it into a pot, and really develop a program to encourage our kids to become pilots. There's a university, Inter-American University in Puerto Rico. They have a school of aeronautics over there for kids to become commercial pilots. But we want to bring down to a level of younger kids, because we are going to need pilots, particularly in the Caribbean. We're very short of ATCs and pilots as well.
Yeah, and actually that's not just a local problem for you, but that's a problem around the world where supposedly there's going to be this huge shortage of pilots. I keep hearing about it, and it keeps getting pushed off for reasons, but it is actually coming. And we're going to need a lot of pilots. So training pilots and getting people interested in doing it is just a wonderful, wonderful mission.
Yes.
And now, do you have any specific steps to try to get these kids motivated specific program set up already?
Yes, we have a program that was designed by the Puerto Rico Education Department to teach our kids the fundamentals of the structure of aircraft. You know, for example, we also have some programs by the School of Mechanics in aircraft mechanics in Puerto Rico, and also the School of Electromechanics for aircraft in Puerto Rico, that they're bringing in their kids from the different schools to really do a hands-on program. They can talk to the actual students that are learning to become aircraft mechanics, and they're exchanging. These are smaller kids talking to all, you know, to young adults, exchanging ideas on how they can become the next aircraft mechanics, the next pilots, and the next ATCs. But this is just the beginning. That's why we wanted to come here to EAA, really get all this information about, really understand from the point of view of EAA how we can incorporate many of the programs that are down here over there. There's one we saw that really caught our attention, and it's the Build a Plane program, buildaplane.org, where they take an aircraft and show kids how to put them together. That's something we're taking back home to see if we can get started as quickly as possible.
Excellent. And have you had an opportunity to check out the Young Eagle program that EAA has been such a wonderful sponsor and creator of?
Yes, I saw that. I'm not familiar if we have that in Puerto Rico. I'm going to find out. I had a chance to talk over the phone with Luz Carrero. Luz Carrero is the chapter president of the Women in Aviation in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And she couldn't come here, but she's back in Puerto Rico. She's going to be doing some research for us. And if the program is there, for sure, as a government entity, we can provide funding and grants to nonprofit organizations. So we want to help with that. If it's not there, then we want to encourage EAA members like myself to see if we can get it started as well.
Do you have a lot of EAA members in Puerto Rico?
That's something we want to discover. Before coming here to Puerto Rico, we made an announcement, and we had about 22 sport pilots that came to a meeting. We told them, we're coming here to Puerto Rico, give us some of ideas of what you want us to research about. And then as soon as we go back, we're shotgunning an invitation to all sport pilots or anybody who's EAA member to come to a government briefing to show them what we discovered here and how we can get something really started. We have the Roosevelt Rolls formal Navy Air Station in Puerto Rico. Now it's under control by the government of Puerto Rico. And we have the Thunderbirds fly there from time to time and do show and some of the other aircraft. We would love to have an opportunity to have something like this at a miniature size, of course, so people can go there and see so many aircraft and enjoy the time.
Well, for anyone who's listening who's not familiar with the Young Eagle program, that's all a grassroots. It's sponsored by EAA, but it's all grassroots. It's all volunteers who are taking their own airplanes and using their own airplanes to help kids get interested in aviation. And once you get that started, it just blossoms. And this program's been around 16-ish years.
Wow.
17 years. I don't remember the exact date. But we've had many kids go through this program now, and now they're helping other kids get through this, get involved in aviation also. So that's a wonderful program that hopefully that you can develop that more down there.
Yes.
And do you plan on coming back to Air Venture in the future?
Definitely. We already discussed it with some of my staff, and I have to report to the governor when I get back. We really want to expand our booth. We have a smaller booth in one of the hangars, Hangar D, booth 4144, but we want to really expand that and perhaps have some of the pilots of Air Puerto Rico be able to perform here as well. We have a wonderful pilot, acrobatic pilot in Puerto Rico that does amazing things, and it would be great for him to perform, you know, to perform well as well. But this is, you know, like I said, this is the very first time the government of Puerto Rico is participating in EAA. For sure, we're going to be coming next year and so on, and we're going to be bringing more people after that.
And how far away is Puerto Rico from Florida?
From Florida, it's about 940 nautical miles. It's if you're on a Cessna 172, there should be no problem. If you're flying straight from Florida to Puerto Rico, then there's no customs, no passport needed. It will be just flying from Florida to Michigan or to any other state. If you make a stop at the Dominican Republic, then you will need a U.S. passport to come to Puerto Rico. If you fly commercial from the United States to Puerto Rico, it's just like flying to any other state. So that would not be a problem. Fuel in Puerto Rico is the cheapest, cheaper than Florida. We have about five airports that are available. And most of the time that you fly from Florida to Puerto Rico, about 90% it's flown close to land. So, you know, if you have an emergency gliding time, there shouldn't be any problem with that.
Wow. So you got a lot of things going on. And when was your air show again?
I'm sorry?
When was your thing in December? Oh, what was
yes.
the dates?
It's December 8 to 13. You can find out more information about it. There's a website that's been put up, See Puerto Rico. That's S-E-E, Puerto Rico, seepuertorico.com. And there you can access information regarding how to fly to Puerto Rico, what's available in Puerto Rico, and also information on where to stay in Puerto Rico if you want to fly commercial.
And if somebody on the field here wanted to come talk to you about flying to Puerto Rico, yes. Where could they come and visit you?
We are on the on Hangar D, booth 4144, or you can contact me directly to my cell phone number here, 787-607-5826. I've been getting plenty of calls. If it's busy, just leave a name and number. I will call you back. But we are in Hangar D, booth 4144.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. This has been Juan Aguayo. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
And
sometimes I have problems even myself pronouncing those.
And I'm Wireless Mike, and you're listening to EAA Radio.